sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with Kids in Capitalism. Today we are joined by Blind Joe, the singer and the songwriter extraordinaire. I have a question to ask you, Joe.
Extraordinaire? Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. How are you doing? I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great, man. Ask away.
Why is your name Blind Joe?
Why is my name Blind Joe? Well, actually, Blind Joe, I get that a lot, actually. People think that I kind of came up with it as a stage name or something like that, and that's actually not the case. When I was a kid, we had a lot of Joes in school, and I'm not sure what grade I was in, but one of my teachers had said, well, what do we call you, Joe B? And I said, just call me Blind Joe. And so that's what people have called me ever since. My friends have called me Blind Joe since I was a little kid, probably about your age. How old are you, 11, 12?
I am 10.
10, 10. I overestimated. You're such a mature dude.
Do I look 11?
You look about 14, man. A regular chick magnet, aren't you? No? Me neither, man. I feel your pain.
Yeah. When did you lose your eyesight?
Actually, I was born blind. What happened was I was born 3 months premature. That's just a fancy way of saying early. And as a result, there's a part of the back of your eye called your retina that attaches as you develop, and unfortunately mine did not. So I have what's called retinopathy of prematurity. Basically means my retinas are detached.
Retinopathy of prematurity.
that's a tongue twister, huh?
Yes.
Retinopathy of prematurity. Took me a little practice to get that one down too.
How old were you when you started playing guitar?
When I started playing guitar, well, professionally I started playing when I was probably about 21. No, I was about 19 or 20. But I started playing, you know, just for fun when I was a little kid. My grandpa was a huge influence on me, and he was into a lot of old school country music. People like Johnny Cash and Hank Williams and Willie Nelson and stuff like that. And he used to play, in bands around North Dakota and Minnesota. And he bought me my first guitar, actually, and modified it for me. It was like a cheap $20 guitar from Sears and Roebuck, and he modified it so that I could play it with a slide, like a Dobro guitar, if you know what that is. And that was where I got my start, man. He would grab up his accordion, and I'd grab my little guitar, and eventually he did buy me a Hawaiian steel guitar that I would play with him, and we would jam out in my parents' basement for hours and hours and hours at a time. We had a blast. He was a wonderful man.
How'd you learn how to play guitar, though?
He taught me. He taught me the notes, and actually what helped me a lot was I took piano lessons, too, at a very young age. I was probably 5 or 6 when I started. And, you know, when you learn the notes on a piano and you learn the chords, I think really that's a great way for anybody to get started with music, is to learn piano, because, like I said, you know the notes, you know the keys, you know the chords, and it can really help you when you're trying to pick up another instrument and learn how to play it, because you've already kind of got to step up by knowing all that. So, but I was probably about 6 when I started to learn to play guitar.
Cool.
Yeah. You play guitar?
No, I play piano.
You play piano, huh?
Yeah.
Do you take lessons? Or you
I don't take lessons.
You do it all by ear. You're the man like that, aren't you?
Yeah, I do tutorials and stuff on YouTube.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. What's your, we're gonna have to talk after your interview. You're gonna have to give me the link to your YouTube page, and I'm gonna put you on Facebook and Twitter and stuff to get people watching.
And that was multimedia kidpreneur Otis and the singer-songwriter Blind Joe. To listen to the full-length interview or more information on Kids in Capitalism, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town. Yeah. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
On the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.